You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Hello, hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC, at the campus of the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, Eric Coates. Pleasure to be here. Beautiful Thursday morning. Sun is shining. Skies are blue. And it's wonderful. I think this is maybe the 12th day of the year, 15th, that it hasn't rained, I would assume. So that is very, very nice to get a little respite from the showers. And happy St. Patrick's Day if you're celebrating. I am not a huge fan of the holiday. I am a huge fan of the Irish, but the holiday itself isn't really my thing. But if it's yours, I hope you're enjoying it. Anyway, so we're going to start off with a musician named Arthur Russell, who has been getting a lot of traction, I suppose, popular talk. He's getting more famous in the past few years. I found out about him in a sort of roundabout way. I think the first time I was shown him, my girlfriend showed him to me at the public library when we were studying, and I was like, okay, this guy's cool, but I thought he was a contemporary musician. So I was like, he's all right. This is a good song. I didn't really pay attention to it. And then later on one of the mixtapes that she made me, there was one of his songs was on it. And I liked it, but she has, I think, a terrible habit of when making a mixtape to not put the track listing. I strongly vouch for track listings on mixtapes, mix CDs, or else you don't know what's playing, which is the case where I sort of thought that the song that was the Arthur Russell song could be the Arthur Russell song, but I had no clue unless she was there to corroborate and to prove that you should have track listings. She forgot the name of one of the artists on one of the mix CDs. So anyways, that's a side point. And so recently, I was informed again that this was Arthur Russell, who was on the mix CD. I liked him, and then I noticed his name popping up everywhere, people referencing him. Kanye West sampled one of his songs for his new album, and he's just been a bit all over the place. So I decided this week to delve in to Arthur Russell's discography, and I got to know it a little bit better, and I hope, well, and now I'm going to share it with you. So we're going to kick the show off with the song That's Us / Wild Combination by Arthur Russell, who was disco, early electronic, experimental artist. He is also a classically trained cellist.
That's us before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. I just wanna be wherever you are. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. It's hard love to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see in the dark. This time that I assume coming to seconds to this time that I'm trying to be with. It's a big old world with nothing in it. I can't wait to see you in another minute. Here's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a love in the day. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a wild, it's a love in the day. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. Before we got there.
Back. That was Vancouver electro pop duo Moo with the song Debauchery off of their album 2, which came out last month on February 12th. And before that, we listened to Caribou, Canadian artist, with the song Leave House off of his terrific 2010 album Swim, one of the first electronic music albums that I got into. And we started it all off with Arthur Russell. And the reason I played Caribou and then Moo was because, well, listening to some of Arthur Russell's more electronic stuff, it reminded me quite a bit of Caribou, who must have been influenced by him. So, and same with Moo, I think. Or even if they weren't influenced by him, there are certain sonic similarities. In case you're wondering, some cool other fun facts about Arthur Russell. He is, I believe, from Iowa originally, which is pretty bizarre because the only other musicians that I know of that were born or from Iowa are heavy metal band Slipknot. So Slipknot and Arthur Russell. But Arthur Russell was a cellist. He lived in San Francisco for a while. He would play the cello at some of Allen Ginsberg's poetry readings. And then he moved to New York. He was involved in the avant-garde music scene. He was friends with Philip Glass and David Byrne. And he made a lot of underground disco hits that never quite crossed over, and he never really saw fame in his lifetime. And he also produced a terrific amount of music, but he did not He didn't ever, I think he has one completed album under his name. So a lot of the music that he'd make, he would just sort of leave to the wayside and keep going. We're gonna close the show off with him as well. But now we're gonna move in to something a little bit different. French band here called Herman Dune. This is a pretty song called An Afternoon Dance Party that we're gonna set up right now. So enjoy.
I was craving for heaven, you, the very minute when I first kissed you, and right then I forgot to be shy. And in this story that you wrote for me, you mentioned you had somebody when you met me, but you didn't name the guy. And you needed to see clearly if life was really going from him to me, and if it was the right time for you. I took you by the arm and told you there is no time, and waiting is a stupid thing to do. And if Russian scares you, I'm afraid that we wouldn't feel the same, and I'll let you go before you dump my ass. And in the meantime, in the living room, my roommate was having an afternoon dance party with a girl from Texas. You yelled at them from the bed with words I didn't understand, and I took it as if you were crazy. He was playing sort of quiet, but loud enough to feel the beat, a song Beyoncé sang for Jay-Z. I wondered if I could love you, I wondered if I'd be true to you, I wondered if you'd make me better. And in the silence that you coast, and as naked you were raising your hand to reach my yellow sweater, I knew that I could hold you, and I knew that I could trust you, and that you know Portuguese and it is fun. The door banged like a gunshot, and the Austin girl took up with my roommate for a walk in the sun. Let me smell your hair and take me by the hand, and I swear I won't be lame or treat you bad. And if I can't put a face or a name on the man that you were living with, I know that it's sad. And you tell me there is really nothing I should try to learn about you that I don't already know. And it was cold in my room as the light dimmed and the planets and the comets were starting to glow.
Ven, 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 ven
All right. We are back. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. The radio station is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC, on the campus of UBC. All right, we took a little trip around the world in that last set of songs to change things up a little bit. This is an eclectic show. It is a show about nothing where I get to ramble and play music about that I like, that I hope you'll like. And we just played the song Lucifer Ninjas by the band Bugadings, this off their album As Plantas Que Curam, their first album that came out in 2013. So Bugadings is a Brazilian band. They are from the city of Goiânia in the state of Goiás, which, for those of you who aren't familiar with Brazilian states or geography, is the equivalent of being from Iowa. The only reason Goiás is, the most famous thing about it is that the capital is there, Brasília, which was built in the 1960s. In case you don't know, it was just a city that they decided they needed a capital, so they decided to build one. In part, they built it in the Midwest. That's what's called the Midwestern part of Brazil, because not enough people lived there. Too many people were centered in the Southeast and the Northeast, so they wanted to bring some people there. But besides Brasília, which I've never been to, there's not a lot. However, some good bands do come out of the region. Brasília had a very big music scene in the 80s. A lot of important Brazilian rock bands came out of there. And some cool bands in the past 10 years have come out of that center west region, Midwest region of Brazil. Bugadings being the one of the latest. They're a band that's actually got quite a bit of traction out here internationally. They will be playing in Vancouver, I believe, in June, so at the Levitation Music Festival. So if you have a chance to see them, you should, because they're pretty good. They started off just playing in their basement, recorded it, sent it out, got picked up. And then before that, we listened to Farin von Fieben. I hope that was not pronounced horribly. With the song Lam Klum Thung off of the album of the same name. Farin von Fieben was a Thai musician, Thai singer. And I found out about her, this album, I was looking at Honest, I think it's called Honest Robs, or Honest Bobs. It's a record store in London, England, and I think Damon Albarn from Blur owns part of it, or the record company part of it, because I think it puts out music as well. I'm not 100% sure how it works, but on their website they have a catalog of what they have in store, and they have a ton of music from all different places in the world. Lots of cool music that you wouldn't necessarily have at just any record store, and it's readily available for those on the internet. So that's one of the albums that they have is this album, and I checked it out, thought it was pretty cool. I also love the covers of albums that come from Thailand. Sort of Thai album covers, I think. At least of a certain period. Not that I know much at all, but all of the Thai album covers that I've seen are very cool. And then we listened to Herman Dune, the song An Afternoon Dance Party, that kicked off that set. They are a French band, even though they sing in English, and their name sounds like they're German, Swedish, I don't know. All right, now I'm gonna stop talking because I want to play a couple more songs for you all. And but before that, I want to play a reading of a short story by Dorothy Parker, the American short story writer, playwright from the early mid 20th century, and this short story is read by Shirley Booth, who was an American actress, American Broadway actress, and apparently it is off of a album called Dorothy Parker Stories, read by Shirley Booth, which just seems super cool. So if any of you know about this album or have it and want to give it to me, let me know. Until then, enjoy.
No, but honestly, I get so darn sick of all this talk about Lila. Oh, poor Lila this, and oh, poor thing that. If they want to be sorry for somebody, go be sorry for Cousin Larry, why don't they? Then they'd be making some sense for a change. Listen, nobody has to be sorry for Lila. She has a marvelous time. She never does one solitary thing she doesn't want to do. She has the best time of anybody I know. And anyway, it's her own fault, anyway. It's just the way she is. It's just her vile disposition. Oh, listen, I know Lila. I've known her for years. I've seen her practically day in and day out. Well, you know how often I visited them down in the country. And I like her. No, honestly, I do. I like Lila all right when she's decent. And a lot of the time, she's perfectly all right. Only she's selfish, that's all. She's just a rotten, selfish woman. And the way people talk about Larry for staying in town and going places without her. Listen to me, she stays home because she wants to. She'd rather go to bed early. I've seen her do it night after night. Honestly, it just... Well, it makes me boil to hear anyone say anything against Larry. How on earth he's got anything left after all? With 10 years with that woman, I don't see how he has anything left. She just can't let him alone for a second. She always wants to be in on everything, you know, always has to know what's the joke and what's he laughing about. And, oh, tell her, so she can laugh too. But she's one of those serious old fools that just can't see anything funny or kid or anything. And when she tries to get cute and play too, well, you just can't look, that's all. And poor Larry, who couldn't have more of a sense of humor and all. I should think she'd driven him cockeyed years ago. And then when she sees the poor soul having a little bit of fun with anybody for a few minutes, she gets... Well, she doesn't get jealous. She's just too self-centered. You know, she just gets mean. And to me, of all people, now I ask you, me, that's known Larry practically all my life, practically. Well, I've called him Cousin Larry for years. That shows you how I've always felt about him. But the very first time I went down there to stay with him, she started in about, why did I call him Cousin Larry? And I said, oh, I've known him so well, I felt sort of related. And then she got kittenish, the old fool, and she said, well, I have to take her into the family, too. And I said, yes, that would be great or something, you know. And I did. I tried to call her Aunt Lila, but it didn't seem to make her any happier. Oh, well, she's never happy unless she's miserable. She enjoys being miserable. Imagine trying to work up something because I call him Cousin Larry. Well, I certainly didn't let that stop me. And he still calls me Little Sweetheart, too, just the way he always did. Wouldn't you think she'd see if there was anything in it he wouldn't call me that right in front of her face all the time? Oh, really? And isn't that she means anything in my young life. It's just that I feel so terribly sorry for Larry. I wouldn't set foot in the house again if it wasn't for him. But he says... Oh, of course, he's never said one single word against her. He's the kind, you know, it would be just like a clam about any woman that happened to be his wife. He said nobody has any idea what it's like to be there with Lila alone. So that's why I went down in the first place. And I saw what he meant. Well, the first night I was in the house, she went up to bed at 10 o'clock. Cousin Larry and I were playing some old phonograph records. Well, we had to do something. And she wouldn't laugh or kid or do anything we were doing, just sat there like an old stick. And I happened to find some old songs Larry and I used to sing and go dancing to, you know, and everything. Well, you know how it is when you know a man awfully well. You always have things that remind you of things. And we were laughing and playing these records and sort of saying, do you remember the time and what does that remind you of? You know, and all the way everybody does. And the first thing you know, Lila got up and said she was sure we wouldn't mind if she went to bed. She felt awfully tired. And Larry told me then, That's what she always does when anybody is around having a good time. If there's a guest in the house when she feels so awfully tired, that's just too bad, that's all. A little thing like that doesn't put that one out. She wants to go to bed, she goes. So that's why I gone down there so much. You know, it's a real godsend for Larry to have someone he can sit up with after dear Lila goes to bed at 10 o'clock. And then I'm somebody the poor soul can play golf with, too. You know, Lila can't play. Oh, she's got something wrong with her insides. Wouldn't she have? I wouldn't go near the place if it wasn't such a help to Larry. You know how crazy he is about having a good time. And Lila's old. She's an old woman. Wouldn't you think she'd have sense enough to see that she's all through and let people have a good time that can? Nobody interferes with her. Wouldn't you think she'd mind her own business? For instance, once I was down there, and I happened to be wearing orchids, and so Lila said, oh, weren't they lovely and all, and who sent them to me? Honestly, she deliberately asked me who sent them to me, so I thought, well, it'll just do you good. So I told her Cousin Larry did. I told her what a wonderful friend Cousin Larry was to me, and how he seemed to get such pleasure out of doing sweet things. Now, I ask you, wouldn't you think anybody in the world would see how innocent it was if you told them that? And you know what she said? Honestly, she said, I like orchids, too. So I thought, well, maybe if you were 15 years younger, you might get some man to send you some. But I didn't. I just said, oh, wear these, Lila, won't you? Lord knows I didn't have to say it, did I? But, oh, no, 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 she wouldn't. No, she thought she'd just go and lie down for a while if I didn't mind. She was feeling so awfully tired. Oh, I nearly forgot to tell you. You'll simply die over this. You'll absolutely collapse. Well, the last time I was there, Cousin Larry had sent me some little chiffon panties. You know, just a joke. Little pink chiffon things with May L'amour Viendra embroidered on them in black. It means love will come. Yeah. Well, he saw them in some window, and he just sent them to me, just for a joke. He's always doing oh, hey, for goodness sake, don't tell anyone, will you? Because Lord knows if it meant anything, I wouldn't be telling you. You know that. But you know how people are. And there's been enough talk just because I go out with him sometimes to keep the poor soul company while Lala's in bed. Well, anyway, he sent them, and so when I came down to dinner, though that's another thing. It's another thing she does. It was just the three of us, because she never invites anybody in unless he absolutely insists. So I said to Larry, I've got them on, Cousin Larry. So, of course, Lila had to hear, and she said, what have you got on? And she kept asking and asking, and naturally, I wasn't going to tell her. It just struck me so funny. I nearly died trying not to laugh. And every time I'd catch Larry's eye, we'd both bust right. And Lala kept saying, what was the joke? And oh, tell her. So finally, when she saw that we wouldn't tell, she had to go to bed. Oh, no matter how it made us feel. Oh, my God, can people have jokes? This is a free country, isn't it? Honestly, and she's getting worse all the time. I'm simply sick about Larry. I can't see what he's going to do. You know, a woman like that wouldn't give a man a divorce in a million years, even if he was the one that had the money. But Larry never says a word. And everybody's saying, oh, poor Lila. Oh, poor dear Lila. Isn't it a shame? Because she gets them off in corners and starts crying about not having any children. Oh, how she wishes she had a baby. And oh, if she and Larry only had a baby, and blah, blah, blah. Then the eyes filling with tears. You know, you've seen her do it. A lot she's got to cry about, always doing what she wants all the time. I bet that's just a line about not having a baby. That's just to get sympathy. She's so rotten selfish she wouldn't give up her own convenience to have one. She might have to stay up after 10 o'clock. Poor Lila. Honestly, I could lose my lunch. Why don't they say poor Larry for a change? He's the one to feel sorry for. Well, all I know is I'll always do anything I can for Cousin Larry. That's all I know.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, we're back. The show is almost over. You just listened to the short story Cousin Larry by Dorothy Parker, read by Shirley Booth. And she does a great job reading it. Anyways, I have a couple songs left that I want to play, so I'm going to be brief. The next song is Silly Kissers. That's the band. The song is Ghost in Your Heart off of their album Precious Necklace. Silly Kissers was a band from Montreal. On Arbutus Records, they disbanded, but I think some of the members from the band are now in Tops, which is a cool band from Montreal. And then we're going to finish it off with another Arthur Russell song, Love is Overtaking Me, off of his posthumous album, Love is Overtaking Me. And stay tuned for The Real World. And enjoy. Thank you for listening.
overtaken me, and my heart climbs a journey in the night. It's the same when I see you, girl, waking my heart, breaking my heart, mostly taking it over like the sun shines gloriously through the sky. I know it seems like we just went over so different now. Is it so different now? Is it so different now? Is it so now? It's just the way I feel. Love is overtaking me,